B'shem Hashem Keil Olam, the name of Hashem, God of the world, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Moa Hafti Saresecha, how much I love your Torah, Kol HaYom Hisichasi, all day it is what I speak about, which is very appropriate, that pasuk of Tehillim for Sefer Sheni, the second book, V'Sefer Ahav, it's the book of love, which Hilchos of Sheish, there are six halachas, and this is their order, which they're all this idea about things that cause us to love Hashem, His Torah, and that all day we speak about these are things that in our common daily life, which is the theme of the Sefer of Ahava, after the Sefer of Mada, and their order, Hilchas Kriyishma, the laws of the recital of Shema, Hilchas Tfilo, Birchas Kam, the laws of davening and of the Birchas Koyanim, Hilchas Tfilin, Mezuzah, the Sebeter, the laws of the Tfilin that we wear, and the Mezuzah on our doorpost, and the Sebeter that we read from, and learn from, Hilchas Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis, Hilchas Brachas, the laws of blessings, and Hilchas Mi, the laws of circumcision, which these are all constant things, things that involve us and engage us with Hashem and the love of Hashem. But that we begin, Hilchas Kriyishma, the first of the six halachas of this Sefer of Ahava, which mitzvah saseachas, there is one mitzvah, positive commandment, and that is likras krishma pamayim bayim, to read from the recital of Shema two times a day, ubir mitzvah, and the explanation of this mitzvah is beprokim elor in these chapters, which there are four chapters, the first to discuss the actual kriya of the Shema, and the second to discuss regarding things that hold back and the exemptions of saying krishma. And that would begin parakrishma, the first chapter discussing the kriya of Shema, the brachas, and the zman, the time of when one should say the Shema. As Rambam gets halacha alpha regarding the mitzvah. Pamayim b'chol yoyim, two times every single day, karem kriya Shema, we recite the recital of the Shema. Be'erev uvabaker, in the evening and in the morning, Shemak says in the pasuk in the bottom, uvashach b'chov kamecha, which doesn't mean when you're laying down or getting up, it means when you're laying down and when you're getting up, which is b'shosh ha'derech b'nei adam sheichin, at the time when it's normal for people to lay down, v'zeh olayla, that's the night time, uvashosh ha'derech b'nei adam ayim, and the time when people get up, v'zeh olayim, and that's the one in the morning. Halacha based. Now, umahu kairi, and what does the person say? Sholosh parashas, three paragraphs from the Torah. Beilin, they are Shema, which in Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalv. Vahoyim Shemaya, which over there in Perek Yud Alv, starting in Pasuk Yud Gimel. And Vayem, which in Bamid, Perek Tezvav, starting in Pasuk Lamazayin. Umagdim and Likrit, Parsha Shema. Now we start with the Parsha of Shema. Neshish b'yichud Hashem, because it has the unity of God, which is Hashem l'keinu Hashem achad, v'havasa and His love, which is v'hafta Hashem akecha, v'tamudei and the learning of the Torah, which says over there, v'shanantam l'benecha, shehu ha'ikra gadol, which that's the primary principle, meaning referring to the first idea, shakol tolb, that everything depends on, which is, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Yisrael, that Torah, perakav alachavav, that the main primary principle is the unity of God, to believe that He's one, and that's why we say Shema first, because it talks about Shem Echad. And then the second one after that is Bohim Shemaya, the parasha of, and if you're going to listen, Shish B'tzivoy Al Shar Kal Mitzvah, where there's a command regarding all the other mitzvahs of Hashem. And the third one is the parasha of Ayyema, the Torah that mentions tzitzis, Shagam Hiyesh B'tzivoy Shir Kal Mitzvah, where there is also a command of remembering all the mitzvahs, but it doesn't have the love of Hashem and Talmudai, like it says in parashas Bohim Shemaya, and therefore it's the third one. Halacha Gimel. Now, though the mitzvah of wearing tzitzit is not applicable at nighttime, because it says, you should see it, which excludes nighttime, which is not a time when you could see. Still, you read that parasha, the third one of Yemer, at nighttime, because it has also over there the recalling of leaving of Mitzrayim from Egypt. Now, a mitzvah haski, it sees Mitzrayim, but Yemer, and there's a mitzvah to recall leaving Mitzrayim by day and by nighttime. Shemak says in the pasuk in the bottom, which is mentioned in the Haggadah, that you should remember the day that you left Egypt, all the days of your life. The word koil is l'rabbis, also the nighttime. Now the recital of these three parashas, in this order, this is what is called in halacha, the recital of Shema. Halacha dalt, hakoy krishma. One who recites Kriyishma, Kishugim Pasuk Rishon, when he finishes the first Pasuk of Shema, so Ema Balachash, then he says silently, Baruch Shem, blessed is the name, Kavay Machusei, the glory of his kingdom, La'olam Vod, forever and ever. And B'chazav Kari Kedarka, and then he goes and continues saying in his normal way, the next, which is part of this first parasha of Shema, V'hafta, Sashamakecha, Yishlav Hashem, Yigod, Atzev, until the end. Now the question is, V'loma Karen King, why do we say the Shema like this, but the Pasuk of Baruch Shem doesn't belong over there in the middle of the parasha of Shema? So that's the Rambam Masoris Hibiyadenu. It's a tradition in our hands. Shebshosh Shekobetz Yaakov Avinu Esbonav B'Mitzrayim. At the time when Yaakov Avinu gathered his sons in Egypt, B'Shas Mesas, at the time of his death, Tzivam, he commanded them, Vezerzam, and he aspired them, Al Yichud Hashem, on the inspiration, on the unity of God, Val Derech Hashem, and on the path of Hashem, Shalach Ba'Avram, Yitzchak Aviv, that his father and his grandfather, Avram and Yitzchak, had gone in. V'sholoysam v'amalem, and he asked him, and he said to them, Bonai, my sons, Shemi Yeshbechem Pasos, maybe amongst you there is an invalid one over here. Misha ino imi b'yichud Hashem, someone that does not stand with me with the unity of God. Kein yesh amalem Moshe Rabbeinu, like Moshe Rabbeinu said to us, says the Rambam in Devarim Chavtes, Pen Yeshbechem isha isha, maybe it's going to be amongst you a man or woman, etc. Shalavav v'poyin ayyam im Hashem l'keinu b'goyimu, that his heart is going to stray today from Hashem our God, etc. So this is what Yaakovin was asking his sons. So Anuchulim Ba'amru, they answered and they responded, Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel, Hashem Lakein Hashem Echad, Hashem is a God, Hashem is one, claim in other words. Shema Mimenu, hear from us, Avinu Yisrael, Yaakov in his name was Yisrael, our father Yisrael, Hashem Lakein Hashem Echad, Hashem is a God, Hashem is one. So Pasach Azakim Ba'amru, so the elder Yaakovinu opened and he said the words, Baruch Shem Kabay Machusay La'ilam Vod, which were words of thanks to Hashem that his sons were righteous and there was no psul amongst them. Therefore, the custom is by the older Jewish people to say the praise Shashibach by Yisrael Hazaken that the elder Yisrael had praised Achar Pasuk Zeh after this Pasuk of Shema. But since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that, it's not written in the Torah, so they instituted it should be said Balachash as a whisper. Now, Lachay continues with the Birchas Kriya Shema. Hakayu Kriya Shema, when someone recites the Kriya Shema, Mavarch Lefaneu Lacharehu, he makes brachas before it and afterwards. Bayayim in the morning, by daytime, Mavarch Shtayim Lefaneu Ba'achas Lacharehu, there's two brachas before the Shema and one afterwards. Balayim, by nighttime, Mavarch Shtayim Lefaneu Shtayim Lacharehu, there's two brachas before and two brachas after that. And Ramagin's Halacha Al, continues with Halacha Vav. Brach Rishayna Shalefaneu Bayayim. So what's the bracha before the Shema by the daytime? Which we said, there's two brachas by Shachras. That Hashem creates the light and he forms the light and he creates the darkness, etc. That's the bracha of Yitzah Ma'iris. And the bracha Shnei, the second bracha is Ahavas on Laftonu, an everlasting love, Hashem, you have loved us, which talks about Torah. Those are the two brachas before Peshalachara. And the bracha after that is Emes V'yatzev, that it's true and it's certain, this idea that it mentioned over in that bracha. Oh, bracha Rishonu Shlofenei Balayla, the bracha, that the first bracha that's before Shema, by night time, by Ma'ariv, is Ma'ariv Aravim, which Hashem makes the night time come. And Shnila, the second one, is Ahavas Olam, an everlasting love, Beis Yisrael, the Jewish people, Amcha Havta, B'chulu, you people that you love, etc. And then the two afterwards, Ubrach Rishonu Shalachara, the first bracha after Shema is Emes Bemuna, true and it's faithful. And Shnila, and the second one, is Hashkiveinu, Hashem should lay us down in a peaceful way. Halacha Zayin. Now, Brach Rishonu Shalafaneha, the first bracha that is before the Shema, Bein Bayim, Bein Balayla, whether in the daytime, which is by Shacharis, or at nighttime, which is by Ma'ariv, Pesech Ba'Barach, you open up that first bracha with the word Baruch, V'chis Ba'Barach, and you conclude that first bracha with a Baruch. Now, Ushor Berchaseha, however, the rest of the Berchas Kriya Shema, after the first one, Chesem B'chol Achaz Mem B'Barach, you conclude the bracha with a Baruch Ata Hashem, but Ve'in Lem Psicha B'Barach, but you don't open up with a Baruch, like you do by Hamar Barav, you open up Baruch Ata Hashem, you know. The reason is for the concept of Bracha Smuch L'Chaberto. When you're doing one bracha after another, only the first one opens up. The other ones don't, because it's continuing from what was before, but you end with a Baruch Ata Hashem. Now, Bracha Zeyla, these blessings, Imshar Kol HaBrachas, with all the other, meaning the majority, of all of the brachas, Haruchas B'Fi Kol Yisrael, that's organized in the mouth of all the Jewish people, Ezra HaSefer U'Vizdin Etiknan. Ezra described, which he was the one that took up the Jews from Babel for the second Beis HaMikdash, and his core, Tiknun, they instituted them. V'Einod Mishai, Livchis Ben, V'Loi Lohis Ben. And no person is permitted to diminish from them or to add on to them. That is, Mokam Sheskinu Lachtim Baruch, and the place where they instituted that you should end the bracha with a Baruch Ata Hashem, Einu Shai Shalai Lachtim, and Allah ended up without ending off with a Baruch Ata Hashem. And the Mokam Sheskinu Shalai Lachtim, the place where they instituted that you should not end with a Baruch Ata Hashem, what's called Bracha Ketzara, like a bracha on a fruit, a bracha samitzis, where you just say Baruch Ata Hashem, Elikin Melchayim, and you say Bari Pri Eitz, you don't end up with a Baruch Ata Hashem Bari Pri Eitz. So Einu Shai Lachtim, and Allah end up with a separate ending. Mokem Sheskinu Shalol of Teich B'Baruch, in a place where they instituted not to open up with the word Baruch, meaning with the word Baruch Ata Hashem. So in Rishai Leftech, then you're not allowed to open up, like you start off Ha'avas Olam. You don't start with Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'avas Olam. And Mokem Sheskinu Leftech, a place where they said they instituted you should open up with the Baruch Ata Hashem. In Rishai Shalol of Teich, you're not allowed to start without opening up with a Baruch Atah Hashem. Which calls for that, the rule of it is as follows. Kol HaMashana, whoever changes, Mimat Be'esh or Tavach HaChom HaBarachas, from the text that the sages had instituted in the precise wording of the blessings, HaDezatoy is mistaken, and B'chayzim HaBarachim HaBeh, he has to go and make the Baruch over again according to the appropriate text. Now, B'chol She'in No'im Emes V'yatzev B'shachas, Rebbe does not say Emes V'yatzev in the morning, and the precise bracha of Emes Mun by Ma'ariv, he has not fulfilled his obligation. If let's say he said the second bracha before the first bracha, whether the bracha is before Krishma or the bracha is after Krishma, Yotze is fulfilled the obligation. Lafisha ain't say the brachas because there's no necessary order regarding the blessings. Now, if by Shachris, Pasach Yitzar, which is the appropriate bracha, but he ended it the wrong one, though he ended it the Ma'ariv bracha. Let's say he's not fulfilled the obligation. Let's say Pasach B'Ma'ariv, let's say he started Shachris B'Ma'ariv Rabbim, in Shachris, the wrong bracha, the Ma'ariv bracha. B'Sim B'Yitzar, but he ended the right way with Yitzar, with Yitzar Ma'ariv, so Yatzi has fulfilled the obligation. So do Be'erv, let's say B'Ma'ariv. Pasach B'Ma'ariv, he started the right way with Ma'ariv Rabbim, but B'Sim B'Yitzar ended with the way you end bracha Yitzar Ma'ariv, Yatzi has not fulfilled the obligation. Pasach B'Yitzar, let's say he started the wrong way with Yitzar, B'Sim Ma'ariv Rabbim, but he ended the right way with Ma'ariv Rabbim, then Yatzi has fulfilled the obligation, which, as Rambam says, the rule of it is, Shekol HaBrachas Holchas Achar Chasimasan. All the blessings go after the way you ended. So whether Shachris or Ma'ariv, if you started the wrong way and you ended the right way, it's good. If you started the right way and ended the wrong way, won't be good. Halacha Tes now continue with the Zman of Kriyishma, the appropriate time. Is it Zman, Halacha Tes, is it Zman Kriyishma Belaila? What is the time of when to say Shema at night? So mitzvah sam mishas yitzias hakechavim. The mitzvah is from the time when the stars come out, at chatzai laila until midnight. Then ma'avar, if someone violates this ve'echer and he delays v'kora and he says Shema at shalei olam adashachar, past chatzai, past midnight. But he does it before it's the break of dawn, which that's the light that the spark of light starts coming up in the eastern front before the sun comes up around an hour and a fifth, around 72 minutes before the nets. Yatsi dechavasi is fulfilled the obligation. Shalom amru atchatz, because the sages didn't say that Krishna was only up until midnight. So it's just a distance a person from negligent. Because if you're going to have all night, you're going to do whatever and fall asleep. You're not going to end up saying it and you wake up, it's ready the next day. So rabbinically they require, but after the fact, one could say it up until alos hashachar. Halacha yud. Hakreid Krishma shal arves achar shalom hashachar. If someone says the Shema of the night time after ready the break of dawn, but koid manetzacham before sunrise, loyotzi dechebasi is not filled his obligation. Elam kin hoya onus. Only if it was something beyond his control, because in shikri he was intoxicated and he couldn't say Shema, or chayla was sick, or kaitzim, similar things like that. Now, va'anish shakarta be'ezeh, now, someone who is beyond his control, that is saying Shema at this time, after Alayis HaShachah, but before Netzachama, eino imash kivin, it doesn't say the bracha of Ma'ariv, the one of the two brachas after the Shema, because now is not a time of going to lay down, it's the end of laying down. So you don't say Ashkivenu, but it still will qualify for Uvishach B'cha for saying of the Shema. Halacha Yud Aleph, ve'ezehu zemano bayayim. What's the time of saying Shema during the daytime? So mitzvah says she'ascha likris koid manetzacham. Really, the mitzvah is to start saying the Shema before sunrise, k'deshi yigmar likris ulevarach bracha achronis, so that you can finish saying the Shema and to say the last bracha of Birchas Kriyishma, which is the bracha of Gol Yisrael, im hanetzacham right by sunrise, so that then you can say Shema, what's called v'sikin, by the sunrise. Now, b'shir zeh, this measurement of the beginning of the netzachama is kama iser shah. It's like a tenth of an hour, which is 6 minutes. Koidim shatal hashemesh, before the whole body of the sun is seen on the surface of the land, which is, that's the time of the nets itself. So that's when you should be finishing the Shema with its brachas and then starting the Shema Nesai. Now, vim eicher b'kara krishma achar shatal hashemesh. Now, if someone delayed and to say krishma when the sun's already been up, yotzi dechavasi, if it fulfills obligation, because Shainasik is the time of Krishma is at Saiv Shalashas Bim until 3 halachic hours into the day, because that's when kings are still getting up, so it still qualifies for Ubkumecha. Lemishalva Echar for someone who violated this primary principle of a Sikin and delays it till then. Halachid Beis. Now, Misha Hikdim, Bekarta Krishma Shalashas. Now, if someone went and said early, the recital of Shema of the morning, Achasha Alamara Shachar, it's before the time of the Sikin, before those. The right to end right before nets. But it was after at least the break of dawn. So even though he finishes the ray and it's even before Netzachama, so he can't go straight from his Shema into Shema Neseh, Yotzidechabasa is fulfilled his obligation because there are some people who do get up from their sleep at this time. So after the fact, it is considered Uv Kumecha. And in the pressing situation, someone was getting up early because he had to travel and he was concerned that he's not going to focus when he's traveling to say Shema. And then even initially, one could say the Shema from when already there's Alisa Shachar. If someone does say Shema after 3 hours into the day, even with beyond his control, he's not fulfilled his obligation of saying Shema in its appropriate time. Rather, he's like someone who's just reading from the Torah, which is what Shema is, parashas in the Torah. But he can make the Birchas Kriya Shema, which comes before and after it, all day long, even if it delayed and he said it after 3 hours into the day. It's not Yitz's the Shema, but the Birchas Kriya Shema is even after 3 hours into the day.